This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Humanist Principles in Early Learning for Personal Flourishing. Discover how humanist principles in early learning foster emotional intelligence, curiosity, and personal flourishing through a secular worldview. Humanist Principles in Early Learning, Why They Matter. Hey, I've been thinking a lot lately about the way kids learn and grow, especially during those first few years of life when everything feels so formative. It's fascinating to consider how some of the ideas from humanism can actually shape early learning in a way that really supports a child's personal flourishing. If you're not familiar with humanist principles, think of them as a set of values that emphasize empathy, respect, and the idea that every person has inherent worth and potential. When applied to early education, these principles can create a nurturing environment where kids not only develop academic skills, but also grow as compassionate and self-aware individuals. One of the core ideas behind humanistic values is that learning should be centered around the child as a whole person, intellectually, emotionally, socially, and creatively. Instead of just focusing on rote memorization or standardized testing, educators guided by humanist principles aim to foster curiosity and encourage kids to explore the world around them. This approach aligns closely with positive humanism, which blends a secular worldview with elements of positive psychology to highlight human potential and well-being. Imagine a classroom where a child is respected and their unique interests and needs are considered. This kind of setting grows from applied humanistic philosophy, which basically means putting human-centered ideas into action. Here, children aren't just passive recipients of knowledge, but active participants in their own growth. Teachers focus on creating trust, kindness, and a safe space where doubts and questions are welcomed. That environment is so crucial in forming healthy self-esteem and a lifelong love of learning. Another important aspect is promoting emotional intelligence. Early learning under humanist principles helps children name and understand their feelings, empathize with others, and communicate positively. These are not just soft skills. They are foundational for effective collaboration, problem solving, and resilience. This all ties back to the goal of personal flourishing, which is basically about living a fulfilling, meaningful life. And when kids feel heard and respected, their natural motivation to learn and grow shines through. Secular worldview. Early learning rooted in humanist values generally avoids doctrinal or dogmatic thinking, instead focusing on critical thinking and evidence-based understanding of the world. Positive psychology. It supports the idea that promoting happiness, strengths, and well-being right from the start benefits children's development profoundly. Humanistic values. Encouraging dignity, autonomy, and respect helps children become ethical and thoughtful individuals. Now, you might wonder why a secular worldview is important in this context. Well, secular humanism offers a big tent where people from various backgrounds can agree on common goals for education and personal development without relying on religious doctrine. This inclusivity makes early learning environments welcoming and focused on shared human experience and rational inquiry. If you want to get a better grasp of these ideas, I highly recommend the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It's a great read that lays out how humanistic principles, combined with insights from psychology and philosophy, can guide us toward a more flourishing life, starting from a young age. Learning more about positive humanism can really open your eyes to how education and upbringing can be both compassionate and rational, giving kids the tools to thrive in a complex world. In summary, applying humanist principles in early learning shifts the focus from just getting through the curriculum to nurturing whole, happy, and thoughtful human beings. It celebrates children's individuality and encourages their growth in a positive, respectful environment. Integrating these values can lay a strong foundation for lifelong learning and the meaningful relationships, building the kind of society we all want to see. If you're curious to explore this further or even explore how these ideas might influence your own approach as a parent, educator, or just someone interested in personal development, take a moment to visit positivehumanism.com. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today.